And now, live from Grand Avenue Studio, it's Y108 Steam Whistle Studio 108. Featuring a live-to-air performance with Strippers Union. Here's your host, Mike Tyler.
And live from Grand Avenue Studio, downtown Hamilton, another edition of Studio 108. My name is Mike Tyler, and we are joined by Strippers Union Local 518, Rob Baker of the Tragically Hip. How you doing, Rob?
Very good.
We have Craig Northey, formerly of the Odds, and Pat Stewart, I guess, formerly of the Odds. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here. I have to start out this session by asking you, Craig, because I heard it was your idea. Tell us about the name Strippers Union Local 518.
Well, I could say we were doing double duty, but it was really the similarities between the life of a stripper and a musician are uncanny. You know, the working conditions, the promoters, the laying yourself bare for an audience, those kind of things. And so we, our record that we made is mostly about musical working conditions, so we applied the appropriate title.
Kind of like laying yourself bare on the stage every night for discerning eyes and ears and long way from home and all that kind of stuff. Well, it certainly fits. Maybe you can talk about how this band came together, whose idea it was, and how things got started.
I guess that falls on me. My fault. Guilty as charged. I had a bunch of songs kicking around after 20 years of writing songs with my Hip brothers. Not all the songs work in the Hip setting. Some of the songs aren't written for that setting at all. And I just, for years, I've been thinking I'd love to do something with this material. And it could have been any number of things. I could have made a country album or an album of yoga meditation music or something. But I just felt I should do something. And I had a window of opportunity. So I called up a friend. Because just like the Hip, this is a friendship thing first. I thought, you know, it's kind of a no-lose situation. Craig will come and hang out for 3 days with me and set me on the path and tell me to forget about it, or we'll write some great songs. Either way, we'll laugh a lot, and it's kind of no-lose. So he came, and as soon as he came, the idea was he was going to help me write some lyrics, and he just kind of took over, kicked me out of the room, wouldn't let me anywhere near the thing. So I knew it was a collaboration at that point. And when we had a dozen songs, he said, well, who should we get to play on this? And I said, well, I know the guys, you know, aside from the other four guys that I play with regularly,
right.
I know who I would pick as my first, you know, my A team of guys that I want to play with.
Okay, and they are? Craig?
Well, basically Sharkskin, which is three of the guys from the Odds, and Simon Kendall, who's the keyboard player from Doug and the Slugs.
Right.
And I don't know if anyone knows Sharkskin, but they're sort of a modern psycho takeoff on Booker T and the MGs.
Okay.
An instrumental R&B sound. And I always loved that. I saw them on stage. I just thought, I would so love to be on that stage right now with those guys. And I wouldn't change a thing about what they're doing. I'd just work my way in between here and fill in that little spot.
So you said, Rob, that you had a lot of these tunes that you had written with the Tragically Hip, but they didn't get used, obviously, with the Hip. So how old are some of these songs? And then how many of those songs, compared to the ones that you, or new ones that you collaborated with Craig, made it onto this album?
Well, I think musically, with the exception of Give Up and Go Away, musically all the ideas were completed before Craig came out to write lyrics with me. I guess some of the ideas stretch back maybe 4 or 5 years, but most of them were probably within the last year.
Cool.
Within a year of starting the project, which we recorded 10 days in December at the sort of Hip playhouse, the bathhouse.
Right, it's Kingston.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to try to get 4 songs in this half hour, so why don't we start off with doing one? Maybe you can set up the song that you're going to play. And
yeah, this one's Lost Highway, and... like all of the songs on the record, it started with a sort of a casual conversation between Craig and I. And he noted that if you're a bank teller or an airline pilot and start to get Alzheimer's, it would ruin your career. But if you're a musician traveling on the road, living in a tour bus, it wouldn't make any difference. You just carry on.
As you always do. It probably wouldn't notice.
Right. It's Strippers Union, Local 518. It's Studio 108 with Y108.